Tavkuf mem ches sef ches. Im noag shiva poga bar haregel. If shiva already was behind him, already did shiva, and he's in shloshim, and then the regel comes. So mavatel menu gzer shloshim. So the regel is mavatel in that situation. It's mavatel within shloshim from him. Okay. And therefore, afilo chal yom shvi be'erav regel, even if the 7th day comes out to be an erev yom tiv, so we say that since in the morning, the mitzvah yom kikuloi, so the shvi has been accomplished. So now, later on the day, the yom tiv is going to come in mevatel gzeres shloshim. So that'll mean that therefore mutter the saper lechapes be'erav regel. He's not a, during shloshim. He can't take a haircut and he can't wash clothing. But it's without the shloshim, so he's allowed to do that. Wood in the erechitza l'didan, the noyegan is erechitza kol shloshim. We're also noyeg Ashkenazim and noyegan is erechitza. The midin of the Gemara erechitza is only 7 days. The minig is the Ramah says the minig is to be extended all shloshim. But so the regal will be without the gzeres the shloshim and erechitza will be mut. You're allowed to do it in the afternoon. You don't have to wait till the night time and say that the Yom Tov came. So now in a case where day 8 is Erev Yom Tov, but day 8 is Shabbos. So you can't get a haircut on day 8. You can't wash your clothing on day 8. May you move back a day and do it on day 7. He says that that's for sure mutter. Okay. V'im loy gilach be'erav regel. Mutter l'gleich achar regel. It's not, the pshat is, at the tzarech yantav it's mutter. But rather, yantav is mevatel, gzeres shloshim. And therefore, if he didn't do it before the yantav, he'll have to do it afterwards. Shrei kvar nisbatel memenu gzeres shloshim. Because shloshim is batel. So we do have cases where, even though we do not normally allow a person to get a haircut during Yom Tov, but in case, certain cases where it was impossible to do beforehand, he's allowed to do during Yom Tov. But over here, that's not true, because he was allowed to get a haircut erev Yom Tov. And therefore, Mechal Yom Shiva Shaloi V'Shabbos Erev Regel. But in that case, he wasn't able to get a haircut beforehand because day 6 was Erev Shabbos. That wasn't Mutter yet. Day 7, which is Mutter, was Shabbos. And then Yom Tov started Motzei Shabbos. So in that situation, he'd be allowed to get a haircut during Chol HaMoed. Okay. Chavtes. Filo Chal Yom Shvi'i Be'er B'Regel. Even if the 7th day comes out to be Erev Regel, so that's Mevatel Shloshim. Now the truth is that's very, you know, we have to understand why that's so, because today's really day 7. So she Mevatel din Shiva. Why is Mevatel din Shloshim? So the answer is the Kaimelon mixes the Yom Kikulot, the Yin Avelus. So partial day counts for Avelus purposes. So we use the 7th day in two ways. We use it and say in the morning it was the end of the 7th day, Shiva's over. And later in the day we say that if Shiva's over, Gzeres Shloshim started. And he was knowing part of Gzeres Shloshim. Well, once you know part of Gzeres Shloshim, the regel came about to Gzeres Shloshim. In the morning that counts for the end of the Shiva period. Then you're ready. It's like you're in the next day, and the 30 days have started. Once you started shloshim, you have to be mevatel the rest of shloshim. The bo regel umafsika. So therefore, v'yosim is the so after Yom Tov it's mutter. Furthermore. In this day itself, the filo b'izah yom guva muta legalech lechabes afilo b'giutz mishum kavod regel. We then said, okay, once it's going to be mutter because of regel is going to take away the iser, So regal is mafsik and allows you to do it that day itself. It's the covered regal. Ramos says, "Huden rechitza lididan de noigan." Rishon Lomer, after lididan de ba'alman noigan isur rechitza kol shleishim, we extend the isur of rechitza for an oval all 30 days. Komalkam in yoneinu enu chomer mitis parus and mutar afilu rechitza b'chamin. But it's not more chomer than haircuts. Haircuts are also medikur adin shleishim yon, and regals mavatul. So rechitza, which is only a minute, but sure regals mavatul rechitza b'chamin. So you got to do it samach le'erev. Keshi yinikar shehu mishum kavod regel. The reason why we require samach le'erev, that should be obvious that he's doing it for kavod demtiv. Who had in the zedin huafilu b'yem chal yem shmini otshi b'erev regel. That Yantiv's mavatal, and then it's mutter on that day to do with the Sarach Yantiv. We should do it later on in the day to be nikkel to the Sarach regel. Now, v'dafke b'chol erev Yantiv. This is the average erev Yantiv. However, be'erev Pesach, mutter b'kerol achar chatzis. So already by chatzis, these things are going to be mutter. How is that? Tanam is manshkit as a Pesach ve'elach to also yomtiv to also b'malacha chen mutter v'chitza achar chatzos tekev v'chem nekibus. So if it's considered a yomtiv to the extent that it creates certain yisuri malacha on erev Pesach, so that gives it halacha, like the regal was extended earlier, so then it's mutter to do v'chitza at that point in time. So, and then he says, kibbutz is also mutter. Now, kibbutz, now you have a problem. The problem is that Erev Pesach after Chatzos, we don't do kibbutz anymore. So where is this heter of kibbutz after Chatzos? So, one suggestion he means, in kibbutz there are two dinim. One that you can't wear a beged mechubas, and the second one is that you're allowed to be mechabes. So he's referring to that halacha that you can wear a beged mechubas, you can change over to freshly laundered clothing. Doing laundry then is going to be a problem because you don't do laundry. Erev Pesach after Chatzos. That's one suggestion. Okay. And I will glech mutar filu kadam chatzos. Kim na achar osu loy legalech achar chatzos. Kedisa velchus Pesach. Since Erev Pesach, so it means shiv is bottle in the morning, then he's doing a few hours of shloishim. And then you can take a haircut before Chatzos and Erev Pesach to be able to get a haircut. You can't take a haircut after Chatzos. So the bittul that regel will do will allow him to take a haircut in the morning before Chatzos and Erev Pesach. Okay. Okay. Fine. You don't have to wait till the night time. Koi a rechitza, different rechitza. Dilu tisparas the chavitza b'layla. Also, b'vadi tzorach lasis samach le'erev. Tanachot tefilas amincha k'shalkameh. When he's saying you don't have to wait till the night time, you have to do it earlier. So rechitza, that's a conversation which is relevant to discuss because you can do rechitza on yomtiv to some extent. So I want to know, does he have to wait till the Laila to do Rechitz, or he loves the Rechitz early? The answer is yes. But obviously, if Yantav is Mavatar, Matar, Kibus, or Yantav is Mavatar, it's Matar, Tisparis, you can't do those in Yantav. It has to mean that, those by definition have to mean they're Mutar Erev Yantav. You do it Samach Le'erev, which means after Tfilas Mincha. However, he said, if he didn't get, wasn't Megalech ever regal, he can't do a cholamoid. The Megalech, to push the wood in the Yin Kibbutz, the same thing when it comes to clothing. You could have washed, you didn't wash, you can't do a cholamoid. Okay. Siftes. other regel mevatel gzeirah shloshim. That was regel mevatel gzeirah shloshim, and it's a matter of a person to get a haircut. That's b'shar meisim. They're talking about the other relatives. By a parent, the lacha is that even after 30 days pass, he cannot get a haircut. He's only allowed to get a haircut. Also, the saper when he gets to the point that he's so overgrown that his friends say to him, you know, you really need a haircut. They yell at him literally. And so then it's not mutter. So the mechaber says that regel cannot override that. Because you need a shigar b'chaverov. So regel works to override things which are a question of time. It's mevatel that. Something which is a question of that there's a process which has to happen. Regel, mechaber says regel is not mevatel that. If they were goyer already, so then he's allowed to get a haircut on Yom Shloshim. In general. Now there is another Behuda, which Mr. Bird doesn't mention. Another Behuda discusses the possibility that regal, not like this Mechaber, he brings it from a rush. The Makor for this is a rush. But I think that the Behuda is Mataik. From one of the other Rishonim that he disagrees and says that regal would count like the same, have the same effect as Yigar B'chaverov. So regal would be matir getting a haircut. Okay. Now according to the Mechaber, you would come up with the following din. In a case where they were gar, a case where Erev Regal, nobody was gar yet in him yet. And then during Yom Tov, somebody says, you know, you really need a haircut. So they were gar, but since he couldn't get a haircut before Yom Tov, so now that's one of the cases where it's impossible to get a haircut before Yom Tov, he's allowed to get a haircut in Chol HaMoed. Right. So that would come out that should be mutter. You look at the Ber Hetem, Yud Aleph, he points that out. So we have a machlokes over here. Does Gara work? Now the example which he gives is a case where Shomal Lamed Yom Yom Aleph Shel Chag, which means, in other words, that Gara does not work to Shloshim. So, and the regel won't help for that. What he's hinting to is even regels about the Zera Shloshim, but Gara needs that there's 30 days to pass before Gara works. That didn't happen. But over here, the case he's talking about cases that day 30 was the first day of Yom Tov, and now they were goyer in him. So now they were, once they're goyer in him, they're allowed to get a haircut Chol HaMoed. Fine, Yud. Vimchal echod mimei ha'avelus chutz me'ashri be'er b'regel. If we said this is the Mechaber going with Shittasa. Mechaber Shittasa holds that Mechaber holds. Didn't the Gemara Rechitza 7 days, Kibbutz is 7 days, and Tisparus is 30 days? So minig is to extend rechitza for 30 days, and kibus for 30 days also. Tisparas is mikra then also 30 days. So in case where you had one of the other days come out every regular, there was no bittul on the xeris shloshim because shloshim didn't start yet. It's only bittul on xeris shiva. Okay, so now it's mevatel. So when can he do what he's allowed to do? So he's going to be allowed to do kibbutz. He's allowed to do kibbutz. So at what point in time did that kick in and being mutter? And the mechaber holds not like the Ramban for svarim. They don't extend the minig of rechitza set 30 days. So for him, rechitza also going to be mutter. So when is it mutter? At what point in time is it mutter? So the case before was when day 7 came out on Erev Regel. So you're ready into the Shloshim. So he said you can do Rechitz earlier in the day. But the case where day 6 came out or day 5 came out on Erev Regel, so you're only going to be Mivato Gzeris Shiva. So Rechitz are not going to be able to tell the night time. But Kibbutz, which is not trying to do in the night time, is going to be much earlier. One of the other days of Avelis, of the 7 days, came out to be Erev Yom Tov, but not the 7th day, which means day 6, 5, 4, whatever it is. So mutter l'chabes, v'lo yoboshena ad alayla. You're allowed to do the kibbutz process, but you can't, you're not to that, because that you have a tzarf to do earlier, you can't wait till the night time to do that. But changing into the clothing, you would have to wait till the night time. That's the day we mentioned before, that it should be nikr, means after chatzos. It's also at a lila, but the Chabra says, but to do rechitza, since you have an eitzah to do it b'lila, you anyamtiv, so that you'll wait to do it anyamtiv. We allowed him in order to come into the regal in a state of being clean, so they were matter that element we were matter beforehand. So the Ramah Lidan the Noigim Isser Rechitza Kol Shloshim. That's all talking about the Mechaber who was Noigim Isser Rechitza 7 days, and this is going to be a Vato because they're Reshiva. So we have a child. It's a Vato because they're means it stops Erev Yom Tov, then it stops. You're not Mechir the Mashim and after Yom Tov. Is it mutter to do it earlier in the day? Some Mechaber says, some say no, and some say yes. But that's all talking about. Even after Gzeirah Shiva's bottle, it wasn't about Gzeirah Shloshim. It's not about Gzeirah Shloshim. If you get to the you start Shloshim and then Regal comes over here, you never got to Shloshim because it cut into Shiva. So you're still in the middle of Shloshim, and Shloshim is also a Berachitza for Aster Moah says. The Dan the Noigim is a Berachitza called Shloshim. Aser Lirchitz the Regal a bit the middle rak Gzeirah Shiva. And the same thing when it comes to kibbutz. If you hold kibbutz is also 30 days, beyond the din of the Gemara, which is only 7 days, but the minhag to extend it all 30 days. So then Shiva being mevatel, regular being mevatel Shiva, doesn't take away, create a heter kibbutz because there's still shloshim. And you're not in Isser kibbutz, it's called shloshim. So this halacha would change based on what you hold is included in the din of shloshim. Okay. Fine. Let's see. Mishabur, Lamed Hey. Echem Mimei Avelis. So Erev Yom Tov was one of the other days of the 7 days, not the 7th. But the 6th, 5th, etc. And I'll tell you, Chiddush Yevfila Yom Rishon. Even if the first day of Avelis started Erev Yom Tov, it will also create a heter of Mevato Shiva. Fine. And then we're going to be matir to do kibbutz earlier in the day because you can't do kibbutz at night time. So you're doing kibbutz on day 1 of Shiva.
So why would we think not Yom Rishon?
Because Yom Rishon is the rice. Nikra's man of Avelis is 1 day. The rice is Avelis is 1 day. So we're being mechadish that, you know, the rice of Avelis is 1 day, like many Rishonim. But the problem of what you're knowing of Elis is the Rabbanan. So they can say that since the Yantav is Mavatal Shiva, which really should mean that when Yantav comes, Shiva is over, fine. But it doesn't allow you to do anything Erev Yantav. Well, we're going to reach back and say, since you can't do Kibbutz Belayla, you're allowed to do Kibbutz earlier, just don't wear it till nighttime. That's a bit Chiddush. But to the Chabbis, Lamed Vav, Kimin the Belayla, Yafshal of the Chabbis, when they Yantav. They allowed them to do it earlier because of the in order to have clothing for clean for yomtiv, and then you don't wear it till the night time. Our tisparas also at shloshim because since tisparas is also mikir adin till shloshim, so yomtiv is about till shiva, but you still touch shloshim because you didn't start shloshim yet. But you have to wait till after chatzos. So the Mishabur Lamazayin Ad Acher Chatzos. So the Dasan Ramo Leil Sevches Leichabel and Samachler. The Ramo said that we discussed Rechitz. He said wait till close to nighttime. So we're also you wait till for Kibbutz close to nighttime. But Lirchas is also out of Laila. But so I feel a bit sad. Even in cold water. You can't wash earlier. The after the ruchas belayla, but suddenly you can wash on yomtiv, but suddenly you can wash your whole body, but suddenly on the belayla. You can't wash bechamin your whole body. You can wash, but suddenly your whole body. Chol moed mutar bechamin. The bottom middle because they reshiva because shiva is over and therefore rechitz is mutar. According to the mechaber that holds rechitz only extends 7 days, which is nikkur in the gemara, and he doesn't have the minig that you extend rechitz. V'yeshu term lirchoitz after tefillas mincha samalcha shecha. He says this etzav is that ayoyz we're going to be matter you when it comes nighttime to do brachitza because shiva is bottle. So therefore, it's proper that you should enter into the yomtiv being rochutz already. Therefore, going to allow brachitza samalcha erev. Dafka lirchoitz. So that's mutter. However, avashari. There's no reason to stop any of the other lochas of Avelis. Yeshiva's karka, chalitza's minol, noyga shetechshach. So the case where Yom is mivatul gzeir yeshiva, so there's no reason to stop the other elements of Avelis before the night time. When Yom Tov comes, Shiva is over. Until then, you're in the middle of Shiva. We're going to be matter you to watch something, or we're going to watch something. We're going to matter you to wash yourself. Wash yourself, fine. But washing, you're not washing, you put on shoes. So now, theoretically, it means that he should go to shul wearing no shoes. And when Yom Tov starts, he puts on shoes. So the Dresser Disher brings from Rishon Mazalman. Rishon Mazalman suggested that he should make a kabbal yomtiv early, and then he can put on shoes already. That Mr. Brewer is going to mention in Sivkat Mem that could be in the Zaman Tosefis, there's no Dinei Avelis anymore. Okay. Mem, Mincha. So you should do a Samach L'Chashaych, after Mincha Samach L'Chashaych. Mash, with the Tzarech, Yispala Mincha Tchila, Toz Chalav Kedusha, Kedusha Zarego. If you still have the mincha, you can't call it yomtiv yet because you still have the mincha. So you're still weekdays. Once mincha is behind you, then you can say, "Well, the yomtiv is starting." But it doesn't help you for earlier in the day. So daven's mincha gadol. It's mincha gadol. Now it's yomtiv. No, it's not. You still got 5-6 hours till yomtiv starts. That's clear during Minishmoshes, which is some of the Chashech, or even possibly the Zman before that, which is called Tosefes Yomtiv, then the Nevelis will no longer apply. And in Bach, Samarei Samachal, because of the Zman, Kabbalah Shabbos, Chal Shtei Shos, Samach Le'erev. A person can make Tosefes Shabbos and a period of 2 hours before nightfall. Now, that's a little bit misleading. That's referring to the Rebbeinu. If you learn like the Rebbeinu Tam, that there's two shkiyas, and one shkiyah is when the sun sets. The second shkia is 58 minutes later. So he says that, so if you calculate back from that point in time, 2 hours, which is basically an hour before, a little bit more than an hour before sunset, that's when you can be mekabel Shabbos early. Which is pretty much true for Pesach and Sukkot, because they're right around the equinox. So, the Zman HaPlaga Mincha would be an hour and a quarter, according to, I mean, an hour and a quarter before sunset, so that's about 2 hours before nightfall, total nightfall. Baruch. Fine. So he says, could be during that, and then during that time already, the Avela stops. So that's a cool though, because the we're going to let you do merchitza after, once it's samach l'chashech. Because there's nothing more, but that's all nice. If you hold minig is, merchitza is 7 days, you can say that this is no longer, the shiva is over, go wash yourself. But if you hold the merchitza, it extends all 30 days. So even though shiva ended, the person is still in the middle of the shloshim, so he can't wash himself. Also, there are chutz, samach l'chashech. Once the minig is, you don't do it for 30 days, it's like haircuts. Because the regal wasn't mevatel, shloshim was only mevatel shiva. The regal obitel, mikomokim, a minig lo hakel bazet. Kamashi kazu remov, yardaya, simon shin, and sadi test, sife. Even the remov says, the current dar minig, that this should not be so, and really it should be osir. The minig is to be mekel. So what's the pshat? Since we agree that we didn't the Gemara rechitza 7 days, and therefore we didn't the Gemara rechitza 7 days, so when yantiz mevatel shiva rechitza is mutter. We are noig a minig to be machmer to extend rechitza for 30 days. But over here, and therefore, well, since you extend 30 days, so regel is not mevatel shloshim in this scenario, so he still has to be also rechitza. So your chumra that you renoyeg this minig ashad rechitza, which because didn't the gemara really should be mutter, and then kavod yomtov would expect you to wash. So we're going to be mad to you. It's not right to be noyeg a minig lechumra and never create a kula of a lack of derech eretz for yomtov and not washing for yomtov. So and the gabi that alacha we keep, put it back on the ikar adin. So every yom tov will be making allow him to wash. They say, okay, you know what? Let's not take it that way. The Rambam says it's mutter. You know what? Fine, do it b'tzaynin. Chamakim b'chalamoy yevad yeshlis mechal hakel. But that's some error of yom tov because b'chal. The Mechaber really wasn't sure whether he was allowed to do anything Erev Yom Tov. Could be he had to wait till night then to do anything. So you should do B'tzonin. Chil Dasim Mechilim Mechamin. Who would daf be Erev Yom Tov? Mechim Mecholamoy B'shem Kavar Regal. Avel Archa Regal Osir Berechitza Mechibas HaShloshim. Since Yom Tov is not Mevatel Shloshim, and our minig is to extend kibus and rechitza till shloshim. And Yom Tov wasn't about to that. We're just saying that since we didn't the Gemara, these things are mutter, they were going to allow it to cover a regal. Fine. But after, and cholamot is also part of covered a regal. But after cholamot is over, the Yisra comes back because the shloshim is still, you're still in the shloshim. So regal, a bit of men, they were shloshim, bain bagos, imi baruch, mi yardaya, shimin, shin, sadites. He says the mice, local mice is to be made. So the Mishnah makes sense. What he's saying over here in Mem Beis.
That what you give over outside.
So look, he's saying like this: that midin of the Gemara, the Issur Rechitza is 7 days, and the Issur Kibbutz is 7 days. This person is 30 days.
Right.
So now this person, Yom Tov falls out on day at the end of day six or the end of day five. So he's kept Shiva for 5 days. So now you have to come to this mevatel shibah. So till mamash at the starts, he still can't wear shoes, and he can't. He has to sit in the cart. Yomtiv was not mevatel shleshim because he didn't start shleshim before the yomtiv. So what about kibbutz and rechitza? So he says. So we could argue. Moshe brings a sheet and says, "Listen, we're a minute to keep rechitza 30 days. Shleshim wasn't bought, so you can't turn rechitza." Comes the Ramah with their day, says, "No, that's not the minute. Why? Because the Yosef Mikra didn't the Gemara rechitza only 7 days, and therefore when Yom Tov comes, rechitza will be mutter. So now it's proper. I'll come Yom Tov to do rechitza. So it turns out you want to be frumim benayig rechitza 30 days, and therefore make it also to wash yourself a regal." So well, you want to be machmer, but you shouldn't use it as a kula and not do the kavod regel and wash yourself. Mm-hmm. So the copy kavod yomtiv, we're going to deal with it as if the rechitza is only 7 days, and therefore rechitza now is mutter for yomtiv. Then you'll have the machlekes because of the two sheets of the machaber. Do you have to wait till nighttime, or you can do it even earlier in the day? Mm-hmm. But after yomtiv is over, you can't do rechitza anymore. Well, I mean, Yatav wasn't mevatel shleshim, and our minhag doing shleshim rechitza is aser. So shleshim continues after Yom Tov till shleshim. The days of you have to count for the 30 days. So 5 days of shiva is like 7 days are up. Now he has instead of having 23 days left, he has 21 days left. Instead of having 25 days left, he has 23 days left. Yom Tov counts for 7, 8 of those days. After the other, he still has to keep the 17 days, which he can't do rechitza. I did rechitza every yantav. Gabi yantav, you're mekel, but that doesn't. It's not mevatel shloshim because, and our minhag shloshim rechitza is also. That's what he said. Mm-hmm. That's a nice chop. Okay. Yud Aleph. Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur and Chashivah Kiregolim Mevatel Avelus. The Gabi Dini Avelus being Mevatel Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Not even though they're not regal, they have a din of regal that's a Mevatel Avelus. Yud Beis Noach Shachas Ifnei HaPesach. A person did 1 day before Yom Tov, so Oysa Shor Rechus Shuvah Chashivah. That 1 hour counts like 7 days. Meshmona Yimei HaPesach Hareish Chamish Oso. Then you add 8 days of Pesach. That's 15 days. So after Pesach, you have to give another 15 days. So give an example of how it play out. So whatever we say, it's Mevatel Shiva, all of those days count as if you kept 7 days, even if you only kept 3 days, or whatever it was. You start counting from there. So that's by Erev Pesach. When it comes to Erev Sukkot, things get more exciting. Yud Gimel. Shachas Avnei Atzeres Cheshuvah Keshiva. So that by Shavuos, so that counts like 7 days. Oh, I'm sorry. He's holding by Shavuos now. So he kept Avelis 1 day before. So that counts like 7 days. So he started Avelis. Shavuos is 6th and 7th of Sivan. On his cover is Mace on the morning of the 5th. He kept Avelis that day, or part of that day. Now it's like 7 days have passed. But Tzeres. So Tzeres is 1 day or 2 days, right? So now he's 9 days have passed. No, kiman sheim lo hikrav karbonas atzeres batzeres yesh lo tashlum and kol shiva. So choshev kashiva. Since Shavuos has 7 days, you can keep bringing the karbonas. Shavuos counts like 7 days. So Harba also, by the time Shavuos is over, he's kept the 5th, the 6th, and the 7th. 14 days have now passed. The 7th of Erev Pesach, and Shavuos counts for 7 days. So day one of Shavuos counts like 7 days. So hay and vav is 14 days. And then starting from Zion, you count 16 more days. Okay, that is Mishabri Mem Gimel, Elul Minyan Shisha Osir, Achabri Deno, Almakian, Makabri the Yar, Chabri Yamtav, Ena Elul Yamech. So day two is really just a chumrah, whatever it is. Samikra did it, does it? Okay, so that is holding over here.